You slept later than me today. That's late.
I have three children on a regimen. Okay, when they are up with the sunrise. Okay, make your bed. Report to the living room by 07:30.
These are not my children. Right,
where we do morning prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Then we eat breakfast 07:45. All right.
Your prayer and your pledge takes 15 minutes?
Yes, ma'am. We are very thorough. We say the unabridged of allegiance.
Hey, my podcast already.
Shit.
I'm Javi Luna, husband, father, and oh yeah, stand-up comedian. I've been fortunate enough to spend over a decade traveling the country, making audiences laugh. But my favorite audience is the one right here at home in Corpus Christi, Texas. My wife and co-host, Jen. Once a week, we sit down and have a chat. There's other podcasts like this, but this one's mine. And that makes it original.
Like you're ready, like you can't wait.
Like a storm is brewing?
Yeah.
Like you're standing on the tracks and a train is coming?
Something.
Welcome out to the Original Corrito Podcast, episode 148, your tia's fucking favorite podcast.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's a factor. But in this day and age, you can say whatever the hell it is you want to say
hell
on
yeah.
a podcast. I have a microphone, therefore, I know what I'm talking about. Isn't that the way
that's how it works?
To work, I see people all the time just sharing, like, some dude with a microphone just saying shit. It's like, why should I listen to this motherfucker at all? Like, why should I care what he's saying? Because you can buy these mics. You can go down to Guitar Center right now, guys. You can get yourself one of these microphones. And guess what? You can say shit onto a microphone, too. That's why we're here, the Original Gordito Podcast.
Hey.
Just saying shit into a microphone. Since 2018, or whenever we started.
Whenever we started this.
We had to. When did we start?
Of course you would ask.
I know we took the long hiatus, right?
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So the first iteration of this iteration.
Hi.
Shut up. School's over. Still studying for the SATs. How old? Uh-huh. Is there an age limit to take the SATs?
I'm not sure.
Like as an adult,
could
male,
you?
Like, if I just wanted to sign up and just to see. To see if I'm like any dumber than I was. I got 1180, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
No fact check me. I got 11, and not a great score, but definitely not a bad score.
I mean, I was wowing that you remember.
I was able to get some scholarships and stuff with it. So I wonder, I know the scoring has changed a little bit.
You know way more than me.
But I think that would be fun. Would y'all like to see that?
I would love to see this.
To see what my SAT scores by today's standard.
Oh, you totally have to do this. Yes.
I have to. I'm gonna look into it. Or I tend to forget shit. So if any of y'all want to find out, is there an age limit on taking the SAT, or like, can anybody
do it?
Sign up.
That's interesting. I wonder.
I was already planning for my 40th. I never announced this publicly, but I've told just a handful of people.
Uh-huh.
I'm planning on retaking my LSAT.
Yes.
Which is my law school entrance exam. Not trying to go to law school.
Let's clarify.
I'm 40, right?
Yeah.
And I took it, last time, I was 21, 22 years old, something around there.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't score as well as I was projected to, like on all the practice tests and stuff. I had some personal things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yada yada yada. So it was always kind of in the back of my head, like, could I have done a little better? So So, but maybe I'll fuck around and do it. I'll do both. I'll do a twofer.
Why not?
You know,
I'm down. Let's see this.
You know what I'm saying? So how did we get on the? How did we get on the top of the SAT? Oh, because I just said the tangents. That's why we tune in. That's why we tune into this podcast, people. A lot of people say they do a stream of consciousness podcast. Uh-huh. Don't believe them. This is strictly. This is non-scripted. We don't have a meeting before we do this. It's literally just jump on the mic and I say talk. First thing that comes out of my mind. Sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't. I know a lot of people claim to do that. Mm-hmm. Even like Theo Vaughn, which mm-hmm. I've started to get that comparison a little bit more. Still not very often. He's not one of my I definitely wouldn't call him an influence on me whatsoever. I enjoy his podcast.
Right.
He definitely says some off the wall shit.
Oh yeah,
right. Like
I've only heard an episode or two,
and that's kind of the funny thing, like about him, like you can tell, like he's in, like you can tell it's literally just whatever stumbles into his head. But someone sent me a clip recently that felt a little bit more organized and structured. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if he's starting to put a little bit more thought into it, and that's going to affect his appeal.
Interesting.
He's just, and he's like Southern, so he says things kind of weird
with an accent.
It's kind of like he's obviously not racist, but like some of the things he kind of says are kind of like whoa. Uh-huh. He definitely doesn't follow the PC, which is attractive to you know some people.
Yeah,
you know, so you know. Yeah, but this I can assure you, is stream of consciousness. This is Monday night. I'm like, I wasn't sitting here like on Friday, be like, all right, so when we go on, I'm gonna say a big word and I'm gonna talk about breaking the SAT. Like, it's not like that.
Not at all.
That's why this is the OG podcast. Gordito podcast, man. How you doing, Mrs. Luna?
I'm doing well.
You are not summertime ready yet.
Not yet. I still have work.
The house is on summer mode.
Oh, y'all are, man.
Your first year as an admin.
So yes. I'm still working.
You still got 4 days left of.
Yes, this will be my last week of work.
Left of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
So y'all are still sleeping late and I have to get up.
Oh, no, ain't no sleeping later on here, man. I don't know.
Later than me is late.
I don't know what lies you.
If you're later than me.
Get in your head. Nobody's sleeping later on here.
You slept later than me today. That's late.
I have three children on a regimen. Okay, when they are up with the sunrise. Okay. Make your bed. Report to the living room by 07:30.
These are not my children.
Where we do morning prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Then we eat breakfast 07:45.
All right. Your prayer and your pledge takes 15 minutes?
Yes, ma'am. We are very thorough. We say the unabridged version of the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know if there is an unabridged version, but maybe there was. I'm sure they cut some lines down. Like, I'm sure the first draft. Let's be honest, it wasn't perfect. Like, they added some stuff.
This is the final version. You're right.
Like, I'm sure there's a longer version. We say the original. We say the first draft version. We sing the Star Spangled Banner. God Bless America.
Oh.
God Be American.
Okay.
Every morning, that's what we do.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have breakfast.
Uh-huh.
We have breakfast. Then from 8 to 9, it's morning chores.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Just giving you up. I was told people like behind the scenes. the family. So I'm trying to give y'all a true and authentic look into what the Luna house, the Luna household runs, okay? And you can believe me. I haven't when I'm telling you this. This is all 100% true. Why would I lie? On a microphone. I have a microphone and I'm broadcasting it to people on the internet. For what reason do I have to lie about any of this? Okay, listen. So after they get up, after they make their bed, uh-huh. You know, brush your teeth, brush your hygiene, report to the living room, 7:30. Uh-huh. All right, for morning prayer, pledge uh-huh. allegiance, everything. God bless America, America the beautiful. This land is your land. This land is my land. God be American.
Uh-huh. And then you have breakfast
and morning chores. Uh-huh. Morning chores from 8 to 9. At 9, okay. you report to the backyard for calisthenics. That's what we do every day. Okay, you're not here. Man. So you don't know. That's why you're laughing. So you don't know how rare it gets around here.
You may get Lindsay outside.
Okay.
Uh-huh. No,
after that, of course, you know, everyone's got to hit the showers.
Uh-huh. Because they stink. 15
minutes for personal hygiene. Uh-huh. Okay. And then, you know, from the full body workout. that we did uh-huh. out there, and then they from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, it's personal reading time.
Oh, okay.
They can read a college level book of their choice, in a language of their choice. All my children. They get extra points.
Extra points.
They get extra points if their chosen reading is the Bible. Because Bible study is not till later in the day.
So they got bonus points.
But if they get, because we have a cross merit system here. Our household, uh-huh. for each you know, good thing that they do, they get a cross, right? And after they accrue 10 crosses, then they get an extra pudding cup after dinner.
Maybe you get 10 crosses to get a pudding cup?
Yes.
Wow.
An extra pudding cup.
Okay. Extra one. Okay.
We spoil them. It's summer. You get one. You know. So then after personal reading, right, then, uh-huh. then I do from 11 to 12, uh-huh. I have a prepared lesson.
Okay. What's this lesson?
It's usually based, in we'll do different subject each day. Like one day I'll do the literature, you know, okay. We'll go over the classics, you know, Dostoevsky, you know, uh-huh. Tolstoy, uh-huh. but age appropriate
for everybody, for the 4-year-old, the 9-year-old, and the 16-year-old. Yes,
this is what we're doing because, you know, yeah. So we can do that. Uh-huh. Some days we do science. I might have uh-huh. hands on
an experiment.
You know, an experiment prepared for them.
Okay.
So that we do.
Water balloons, maybe.
Well, you see, yeah, you see, but that on like the surface level. Right, so we might talk about like the latex and the forming of latex and the process that it takes to produce the plastic necessary to make the water balloons, mm. right? Or we might talk about the velocity.
Okay.
That it takes to actually break the balloon, compare the different sizes.
And, wow.
Something like that. Mathematics, uh-huh. Of course. All of this is also faith centered, though. All my lessons, science, it doesn't matter if it's science or, mm-hmm. or literature based. It's always Jesus first, mm-hmm. In the lesson.
Okay.
You know, so we talk about, you know, if we're doing water balloons, you know, we talk about, you know, hey, remember when Jesus walked on water? Like, there's always a tie-in. There's always a tie-in in the lesson.
You're bringing back your teaching.
To like how, yeah, you know, you got to bring it back. Uh-huh. You know, got to bring it back. speak of Jesus. As I like to say when I'm joking around, I say I'm bringing Jesus back. So, like, you know, but I do it to the tune of Justin Timberlake. Uh-huh. You know, I'm bringing Jesus back. What? The guy that whooped all on his back.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm bringing Jesus back. Episode, you knew what you signed up for. And then of course after that it's lunch,
okay,
right? gotta feed the children,
yes, because, you know, they're always hungry.
It's necessary. Mm-hmm. you know, because you gotta feed the mind,
yes,
you gotta feed the body
and the soul,
you gotta feed the spirit, right? And mm-hmm. the soul,
yeah,
right. So then after that, you know, okay. It's summer. We want the kids to have fun.
Okay.
After lunch, mm-hmm. from 10:30 to 12:35, they have free time. Whatever they want to do.
5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes. That does include restroom, right? Like, because we got things. You don't know this because you're not here.
Wait, so they haven't gone to the restroom all day yet until that 5 minutes?
No.
Okay, so 12:30 to 12:35 free time. Including potty breaks. Okay.
Because then they got to get to their afternoon chores.
Okay, what are the afternoon?
Well, the morning chores is you know, something in inside the house. In the afternoon, like Lindsay, we're teaching her how to sew. She does any mending.
Oh.
Any mending that needs to be done.
Oh, okay, good.
Around the house. You know, someone needs a button sewed on.
Okay.
Or you know, a seam ripped. You know, she's only four. You know, she's learning what she can do. The boys usually I send them out to you know, might be to work in the yard, or gather some firewood.
Okay.
You know, Louis younger, so he'll gather. Josh chops. You know, he's old enough to, you know, for safety purposes. He's old enough to
chop the wood.
Chop the wood.
How much firewood do we need in the summer?
What's that?
How much firewood do we need in the summer?
You never know, because the end times are upon us, you know, and we don't know what kind of freak natural disasters and weather, climate change, you know, might be happening soon enough. So, you know, we're preparing. That. So then after that they come in, you know, once you're done about 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. They come in, and the rest of the day is dedicated to our Bible study.
The rest of the day.
Two hours of Bible study.
Okay.
Every day I feel like this is adequate.
Sure.
Some might say not enough, you know.
Some might.
I feel like for our needs and our family, and you know, uh-huh. But it is. And then you know, you know, but like I said, it's summer, so you don't get to see it, because by the time you get home, uh-huh. from work, it looks like they're just
they're just hanging out,
uh-huh. whatever. Because they've already had. Was like the Navy. They do more before 7 a.m. than most people do all day, you know. So that allows me to give them the evening, you know, for you know, worldly things. You know,
worldly things.
Yeah, like checkers or...
Checkers?
Yeah, but not Chinese checkers, because that is the devil's board game, and we do not...
Wow. I am learning so much tonight. I'm learning so much.
You didn't know.
I had no idea. Oh, man. I'm exhausted just hearing about y'all's day.
Me too. Could you imagine people that actually live like that?
No. Oh man.
We got up early today. Josh had summer school.
So yeah.
We got up early. We had a rainstorm.
The rain was crazy.
We had to camp out at Sonic.
I mean,
and, you know, it's still a tough day. I mean,
camping out at Sonic.
Everyone's crosses are different, man.
This is true. This is very true. Very true.
It was a tough day.
Yeah.
And even that.
She's agreeing with you through the wall.
So Mrs. Little, we haven't been getting to your articles.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure that we get to it.
Okay.
Today. Now that I got the wiggles out, I got the silly out. All right.
Okay.
But I do want to...
plug some dates?
Well, a couple things I was realizing, you know, I put very minimal thought into this show, right? You know, for better or worse. Some of y'all probably listen like, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
But I do think a little bit like one, I haven't had any shows since Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was the end of the year, whatever, yada yada, just nothing came up. So I'm realizing like I'm still like a week. 2 weeks away,
yeah.
from the house of my ex show, which will be the House of Blues show with Jingo and with Bryson Brown.
Right, that's right.
So that means that I would have been not on stage in any kind of formal capacity. Cause I don't know, I might have done a mic or something here in between there.
Mm-hmm.
For almost 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, which you know.
That's not usual.
Well, that's not usual, but you know what that means.
You're going to rock the shit.
Well, that means Houston.
You're going to get the tiger.
Gets the tiger, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Houston's getting El Tigre Gordo. If you're an old school listener, you don't know. When Javi doesn't get on stage for too long, he becomes like a tiger. It's been kept in a cage for too long.
He does.
And when you let the tiger out, you... you don't know what's going to happen when you let the tiger out the cage. You kept the tiger locked up. You expect the tiger just to come out all chill, like... No, you kept the tiger in the cage. Except, you know, I don't know, I'm... The thing de gordo,
mm-hmm.
You know, so my tiger has sleep apnea. The gordo. All right. When the fat tiger comes out, baby, you don't know what's gonna happen. So that's Houston House of Blues gonna get that, and then of course, Sugar Land because maybe it's a fat tiger. Maybe the tiger don't get enough to eat.
Oh, maybe.
So he's gonna come back for seconds.
Yes.
The next night in Sugar Land.
Yes, he is.
The 17th, Sugar Land, Texas. The lounge at 6. The show's at 7 at 8:30, but the lounge is at 6.
I forgot about that.
and so come check out either one or both of them.
Yeah.
Man. And then of course, don't forget Fort Worth, Texas, July 22nd. That's Javi Luna's Pure Comedy, man. And I'm coming to Cowtown, USA, so I had to take it back a little.
I loved that flyer.
Four straight little, let's do it. Yeah.
I loved that flyer.
Coming up there in Fort Worth. I don't have the lineup secured for that one just yet. I'm going to let the summer pan out, see who I'm starting to take with me on some things that are going to be coming down the pipeline. We're going to end the summer very, very strong. I can tell you about that. Just hold your horse. A bit at a time. All right. So now that being said, Mrs. Luna.
Yes, sir.
What you got for me?
So, your article today is a woman is fined by an airline after attempting to wear all of her extra baggage.
to wear it?
Uh-huh, to wear it.
Like, she wore the... She took everything out and tried to wear it, or...
Yeah.
Because you can't wear the actual bag.
Right. To wear her extra baggage. Okay. So the 19-year-old is making her way home after a trip with a friend on March 20th. But was told that her baggage was overweight. The whole situation arose because she took a bus, you know, out to where she was going, and so she didn't need to weigh her luggage. And that mistake ended up costing her because she was freaking out coming back. Mm-hmm. When she realized that her bag was over the limit, and when she traveled with the airline before, she went with an oversized bag. They really didn't give a big fuss about it, you know? Uh-huh. So she was like, are they going to fuss? Are they not? She was kind of like sweating it, basically.
I mean, they weigh it. It's overweight, you're paying.
Well, she's saying, though, like, I've done it before, and they didn't care.
Oh, I've done it before. You know, I'm trying not to get racial on this podcast.
Oh no, you're getting racial. Oh no.
But I'd be lying if a picture of a woman didn't pop in my head. She said the words, "I've done it
before." Oh no.
Having worked as a nurse, there's just a certain just people that like to use that excuse. Well, last time,
yes.
You know, and I wasn't here last time. This is this time, ma'am. Okay.
True. So, very true.
I've never met an airline like I've had. They'll give you every opportunity. A, if you want to take something out, whatever.
Right.
You know, if you're a pound or two over, but if it's over, it's over. There's not much they can do.
Right. Definitely.
They gotta wait.
Yeah. So she was in her hotel room and she could barely close her luggage, and she knew her bag was over the limit. When she went aboard, she saw them pulling up the scale. And so she started pulling out jackets and coats and, you know, things, but they were still over the limit.
Okay.
She had hoped that no one would notice, but after they did, she put on a whole bunch of other stuff and did the same thing. Her friend went to the bag too, took out a whole bunch of stuff, did the exact same thing. She said that she was fined $65, and she didn't feel like spending the $65, so she went back to put more stuff on. Like, she did this like three times, like trying to avoid the $65 fine.
She just didn't have it.
She just didn't want to pay it.
So she had the money.
Yeah, she doesn't want to pay it. So she just kept going back and adding things onto her body.
Did she thought clothes or
yes.
much weight?
Yes.
There wasn't something heavier you could have taken out.
Oh, it gets better.
Okay.
So she even started stuffing her iPad and other things into her clothing.
Well, the iPad should be in your carry-on. Why?
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
This seems like someone who doesn't travel by air very...
Well, she's 19.
Oh, is 19 years old?
Yes. She doesn't know.
Okay.
So everyone was in line staring at them, laughing at them, and she said she was kind of embarrassed, and people were annoyed that they were holding up the plane.
Yeah.
She's like, I was in hysterics, I was laughing so much, and all the layers of the jackets and the jumpers and the baggy pants and t-shirts and iPad. She said I had 6 layers of stuff and stuffed in my pockets. She's like, I only had a couple of things left in the actual bag, and they were still like, you're still 12 pounds over.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay, you see, this is why homeschooling your kids is important. This young lady, obviously, I bet she probably wasn't even a probably big person either.
No, and that's why I said I had to show you the picture.
Because you don't know how much clothes weigh. They're not very heavy. Like, even my clothes are, I guess, it's just fabric. Maybe a metal button or something for me to see?
Yes.
Okay. So, oh, you don't have a pull-up part?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah, she's a little tiny thing, but she looks like me after she put her clothes on. So, guess what? Now, ma'am, we're going to have to charge you for an extra seat.
She still had to pay the fine anyway, and she still had to wear all the clothes on the plane the whole 80-minute flight.
Well, I mean, I would say Mike, you should just take them off, but you already held up. The story's cute. A bit entitled, and yes, she looks exactly how what I thought she looked like, just a few years younger. But the fact that you held up everybody.
Yes!
It's unforgivable. That's the one person you don't want to be on a plane.
For sure.
You don't want to ever be the person that the plane had to wait for.
Yes!
Or had, yeah.
And the fact that she kept doing it like 3-4 times and it was still like overweight. Like,
I guess it made for a cute Instagram post, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, look, we're talking about it, yeah. But still, that's crazy.
Yeah. The word there is strictly entitled, like, they let me do it before. Who let you do it before? Nobody let you do that before. No one let you. 12 pounds over? No one let you fly 12 pounds over.
12 pounds.
Without paying a necessary fee.
Yeah.
Right, lady? She's bringing on the wall.
She agrees.
I love y'all can hear it. She hates the idea of anybody having fun.
Without her.
Without her. We're going to talk about this tomorrow during prayer. My daily lesson. good episode. Fun time. We're gonna keep it tight at 30. Like I said, we do have some early mornings.
Yes.
To work and whatever. We got some fun plans for the summer. We're planning on catching a couple different shows.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So look forward to sharing those experiences with y'all. And of course, we've got that big Walker, Lindsay, Luna
river trip
to the rivers. It'll be fun. We're always looking forward to that. We hope your summer's off to a good start too, man. Y'all have a great week, and we'll talk to y'all later. One love.